Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very good day because we got Shaky Boo in the house. Shaky Boo is our guest. He's a very, very quiet guest, and sometimes he's kind of a jerk, but that's okay. At least we got a guest in the house, and that always cheers me up when I have Shaky Boo in the studio, even though he gets cat hair all over my microphone. Jury duty went well for hubby. It's very, very interesting how jury duty, you know, it's our civic duty, and you know, I'm proud that we, you know, show up and we do what we're supposed to do. But I do have to admit, I mean, boy, does it completely upheave everything that's going on that day. You know, because you don't find out if you have to show up for jury duty till the next day, right? So you call, like, okay, and they go, you're good, go, we see you. Okay, so it's like, good, okay, you handle the kids. Okay, I got to handle the kids, because usually he helps me out with the kids in the morning. All right, so, you know, the kids, they're sleeping in their underwear, and they're scratching their stomach, and they're, you know, and it's like, you know, it's time for school, so I had to bribe them that I was going to get them some high-caloric sort of food at Einstein Bagels or whatever, just to get their tushies out of bed. And you want to know what? It worked. Okay, so I learned that bribing the kids works a lot better than screaming and cursing and threatening them. Even though I usually go to that as my go-to, I bribed them. Okay, and then I just kept bribing them the whole time. So all morning was easy. Got them to school, got to patients. Now you got to pick them up. Well, bribing, found some neighbor, somebody to pick up the kids because he couldn't pick up the kids. I don't know how you guys do that with jury duty. Who gets the kids? How do you take the kids to school or deal with all that? I mean, I know there's a bus, you know, but some of you don't live in an area where there's the bus, or the kids can't get to the bus, or I don't know. Anyway, so we go through all that, and the thing is he said it was kind of fascinating. Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to talk. I mean, it had nothing to do with the case, but in terms of people there, you know, people were making jokes with the judge, which is really kind of cool, because see, that's what I like to do. I don't like to sit there for 8 hours and it be boring or me not say something. I would want to utilize and take advantage of that audience. So, and the judge just did that. I can totally see myself as a judge. So, like, for example, there was somebody sitting there, and she asked if he was married, you know, and he couldn't hear it. He's like, huh? You know, he's like, do you have a significant other? What? You have a significant other? Do you have a girlfriend? And he's like, just you, judge. Okay, now, you see, if somebody said that to me and I was a judge, oh, I would just have a complete party with that. So, you see, I think it ended up being very, very entertaining for you know, hubby. And I can't wait till I get called for that. But I got to tell you, man, whoo, you know, patients coming in going, where's my doctor? Like, well, he's got jury duty. You could see Dahlia. I don't want to see Dahlia. She's not a chiropractor. Yeah, but, you know, she can at least dole out pharmaceuticals to you. I don't want pharmaceuticals. I want my chiropractor. So that was really, really nice to see other people want my husband, except there was this really pretty lady that came up. I didn't realize she was one of his patients. She comes up to the window going, I'm here to see that handsome Dr. Corey. Like, excuse me? Yeah, I had an appointment with his big hands at 3. I'm like, sorry, he doesn't practice here. Get the stepping, get out of here, step off. And so I did kick out a couple. So he did lose a couple patients because of jury duty, but that was all on me. There was no way I was going to let somebody take my husband's hands. I mean, I get his hands, okay? That's why I married him. You know, being married to my husband is no easy task, but at least I get to own his hands. So it was a very, very busy, tumultuous day, but I'm back. Okay? Now, what happened in medical news? Well, oh, boy. Oh, a lot of medical news. Okay, so this is what you guys missed, and we'll talk about. Apparently, bisexual women are more likely to have eating disorders than lesbians. Why would they have more eating disorders being a bisexual versus a lesbian? They also say bisexual women have more depression and have more anxiety. So we'll talk about that. Then, apparently, they say less than half of children right now that is growing up in America do not have a mom and dad at the same home. You know, back in the 1960s, 73% of kids were a part of two married heterosexual parents, or so they said they were heterosexual. Now, they say 15% of the children, we'll talk about some of the percentages, but the face of the American family is changing. Apparently, episiotomies are on the decline, which is nice, okay? If you've ever had an episiotomy, boy, you live with that scar forever, and it prevents you from doing porn. Then, a study has come out saying men would be healthier and more fertile if they didn't wear underpants. Should our men not wear underpants? All right. I also want to talk about police officers wearing body cameras. Apparently, there's been a study on what happens if police officers wear body cameras. Honestly, police officers could wear anything they like. They are sexy. Oh, by the way, I did that to tick my husband off. When he was away at jury duty, I called his friends just for stuff to talk about so that he could see on my phone that while he was out, I was flirting with all his friends just in case he wanted to rethink and offer to do another jury duty. You know what I mean? Can you volunteer for jury duty? I don't know. He had such a good time. I'm afraid. I'm afraid he's going to volunteer. Think about it. He got away from me. You know, and he probably had no idea that that pretty blonde patient was going to be there that day. So I could just make him do jury duty and then keep him away from the babes. I could do that. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm that secure in our marriage that, you know what, this is what I think it is. Okay, I think I've beaten him up, browbeaten him so badly that he doesn't think he could get a babe. I think I'm good. It's not that I'm secure in how I look. I'm secure in what I've done mentally to my husband to make him think that he could never have anyone else, so he might as well by default stay. That's how a marriage works. Okay, don't go away. We need to talk about episiotomy scars. That's a fun one. Don't go away. Right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Although, don't tune in when you're at jury duty, because you're not supposed to be listening to the Dr. Dolly Show at jury duty. I don't even think you're supposed to have a cell phone even, like, in the room. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This kind of frightens me a little bit here. They say there's a new social network for sex toys. There's a new network that allows you to link these quote-unquote smart toys online, so couples can control them remotely. Like, you know how GCN Network controls my show and can at any time shut it off if you guys don't want to listen to me? At any time, they could hit the button. Why do you think I kiss up to them so much? Because at any time, they could say, I am going to remotely cut off Dr. Dahlia and the Dr. Dahlia studios. That's pretty scary stuff. Anyway, there is now a network for sex toys. It's called Frixion. The firm says it's going to allow people to easily and remotely control a range of sex toys from different manufacturers. I'm looking at some of these things and it's like, whoa, really? I don't even know where you're supposed to put these things. It's a Florida-based cyber dildonics company. I'm not making this up. I'm reading this from Daily Mail right now. I'm reading it. Cyber dildonics called Frixion. And it's currently beta testing the system. I don't know what beta testing is versus alpha testing. Maybe you computer guys will know about that. Frixion is a software company. We want to take off-the-shelf products and work with them. This is the firm's founder. His name is Seth. Seth did not reveal his last name. They are working with robotic devices that we are adapting for this, and they are adapting a $199 game controller with a built-in vibration function. We met the guys who invented this, and it fitted perfectly. Fitted what? I'm scared. I would be absolute. What if a terrorist is on the other side? You know, I mean, what if your cyber dildonic chat gets hacked by a bad guy? I mean, I would be freaked out. They say eventually we will sell out own devices. We have some great ideas. We are an ambitious startup with the goal, they say, of getting people interacting physically on the internet. I don't think we need to interact that way. Leave the internet alone. With this in mind, our beta explores ways that intimacy can be augmented by technology. Okay, hold the phone. Hold the phone. What is intimate about an internet remote controlled vibration cyber dildonic chat? There is nothing intimate. Okay, I think you guys are throwing around the intimate term too loosely. When somebody is intimate with somebody else, I could be wrong. I'm a girl. Okay, you're cuddling, you're kissing, you're touching, you are talking. I mean, I talk a lot. My husband can say I talk more than touch. You talk, you express, you inquire. Okay, there's a lot of things that happen when you're intimate, not a poke, like, dislike, tweet. There is nothing intimate about that. Okay, so let me see. They say, all right, these teledildonic devices, they call them, okay, so they're sleeves, sleeves. Is that for the man? Is that what they call it, a sleeve? I get it. Dildo vibrators, for example, interact with each other using real-time bi-directional force feedback. I'm looking at drawings here, and the two people are happy. This is so weird. All right, and then they say on the next generation, there is going to be, okay, other sort of, oh my gosh. Okay, there's supposed to be full, I can't even read this on air. This is ridiculous. Okay, so basically it looks like what you do is you can control it with your hand, and then you could, like as if you guys are holding, I don't know. You know what? This is so hard to explain on air. There's even a multicolor LED that's going to indicate connection status when a squeeze is waiting. I guess these are called Frebbles. They use hepatic technology. I guess it's combined with Skype. Okay, so you're Skyping this as opposed to Facebook chatting. And then you use this tactile feedback to mimic the sensation of hand-holding. Once the Frebbles have connected to each other through the internet, when one user squeezes their device, the other user will feel the sensation of their hand being held. Ooh, that is, you know what though, this would be really, really good if one of your family members in the military is away and you want to feel dad's hand and you do that. This is where I think this technology would be awesome. I don't think we need to do it for sex, but with anything with the internet, as the internet advances or smartphones advance, somebody always extrapolates the technology and uses it for sex. But this would be really, really cool if you're talking to dad overseas or whatever, or mom or whatever, you being able to feel that sort of a response to a squeeze. That kind of makes sense. Anyway, so there's two pressure sensors at the front of each device to register squeezing, two vibration motors on the side to make the sensation feel more real, and then one integrated squeeze bar to replicate holding hands. There's an LED light, etc. And so, yeah, I mean, this would be cool with grandma, or let's say there's somebody dying and you can't get to them, and so you want to kind of, I mean, not that that's an excuse to use one of these cyber squeeze things, but yeah, I mean, I guess this is what sex is going to be like in the future. Well, and you know why? You know, the reason why people probably want to do internet sex is because they're afraid they're going to have a baby and have to have an episiotomy. Okay, how many of us have had an episiotomy? Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, luckily, they're going down. Apparently, in this study, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of these days, we'll talk about something above the waist. They say, according to new research, incidence of episiotomy, which is where the birth canal is, they call it surgically widened, okay? That's called an episiotomy, where you surgically widen the birth canal. It's a very fancy term for cutting the vagina open more, okay? And honestly, we do that. We use the scissors. We use the scissors when the baby's head's not coming and we think that there's going to be a delay of birth or issues, or the mom's going to tear very unpredictably and possibly have a fourth degree tear that goes into the rectum. We sometimes like to manipulate and choreograph the birth by cutting part of the vagina open to allow the baby to come. When I used to deliver babies in training, we did that. I didn't like to do it all the time, and I didn't do it all the time, but when I thought there was going to be an issue and the vaginal canal wasn't open, we did. And so now they're saying that they're seeing it on the decline since the 1990s. Between 2006 and 2012, there was a huge decline in episiotomies. I know, you know what? You guys thought that nothing interesting is on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, to me, this is very interesting. According to research reported by the Journal of the American Medical Association, the decline is due to concerns-related risks involved with the procedure. As per the research, the procedure used to be a routine part. So in addition to your being in labor and you're having pain and you're scared to death that you're going to die or the baby's going to die, you would, as an added bonus, have a vaginal chop chop. And, you know, just as an extra thrown in goodie. And so now they're like, wait a second, you know, does it really, really need to happen? And are there enough benefits? Now, what I think also happened in terms of it going down is you have the issue of your liability. Okay, if somebody directly cuts you and you have an issue with that scar, pain, etc., that person may sue the doctor. If the doctor doesn't do the episiotomy and you have a natural tear, yeah, some people could blame, well, I tore because of the doctor, but the doctor had, or the obstetrician, gynecologist, or midwife, etc., had less interaction there, less, you know, less liability. So I'm wondering if a lot of doctors backed off. However, we're also doing other things. We're doing massage and we're doing stretching, etc. I used to get very angry at some of the OB nurses because they would put Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo. They would, as the head was crowning, they would put baby shampoo. Now, they said that was because it lubricated. And since baby baby shampoo didn't hurt the eyes. But I was nervous because my attending would always be like, stop it, you're getting shampoo in their eyes. I'm like, I swear to God, I didn't put the shampoo there. But it would help lubricate and seem to help. I just never saw it work as often as I was hoping it would. So for me, I didn't really use the whole Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo. I know some of you are like, well, why not KY? Well, some of these other, you know, petroleum-based jellies, we don't want to get into the baby's air system or respiratory system either. So you need to be really...
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Jason. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. There was a study saying police officers wearing body cameras are 50% less likely to use force and 90% less likely to have complaints made against them. This was a study done at the University of Cambridge, and it was based on a 12-month trial conducted among 1,000 officers in Rialto, California. Now, there's been a lot of, I guess, debate over having cops wear cameras, all right? And I've talked to many police officers, and they're mixed. You know, some say, well, that's good, because then I have proof. And I have a witness with my camera that I didn't do X, Y, and Z if an alleged criminal claims I did something, okay? Then on the flip side, you have others saying, look, okay, I don't need to be second-guessing myself. You know, I mean, I don't need to, you know, if I have to do my job, I need to do my job, okay? And if you have officers thinking, okay, wait a second, I'm on camera. I can't scratch my butt. I can't do this. I can't whatever. And you start to just act a little differently. Okay? Then, you know, are you going to then not be at your tip-top shape? I mean, if you ask a Navy SEAL, if somebody is videotaping them while they are going in to find, let's say, Bin Laden, et cetera. You know, I mean, get the camera out of my face. You know, a lot of us, we just don't like cameras. We don't, and it's not that we're worried we're going to do something bad. It's the idea of, you know, are they in my face? You know, one discussion that's been happening with the New York Med case where apparently somebody was watching the episode and could tell that it was her husband. From a couple years prior, she could hear his voice, et cetera, even though the face was blanked out, you know. And so, you know, she's suing for lack of privacy and, you know, the, turmoil of having to watch an episode. And that's obviously, you know, up for debate among people that saw that case. But one discussion is, you know, which I don't think is going anywhere. But one discussion was if there were cameras all around the doctors, were the doctors able to, I guess, act without being impeded, without being distracted, etc.? Well, I mean, like I said, that's a discussion that I don't think is going to go anywhere. I mean, I've been able to with cameras in the room or, like, you know, when I had to deliver a baby and somebody wanted to capture the birth and videotape the birth, I loved it. Look, I love the camera. So I'm like, yay, you know, let's take a look. This is what I'm doing. And I'm talking it through, whatever. But it is different. And you do act differently, not act differently in terms of covering up. It's just, it is a distraction. Even if it's a welcome distraction, it's a distraction to be videotaped. So there's going to be a lot of debate whether cops want to be, you know, either burdened with video footage or are they going to want that as their witness. It was a year-long study that began in 2012. Its findings were published in the Journal of Quantitative Criminology in November. And I guess it, you know, helped kind of answer a debate. And I'd love to hear from you as well. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Should cops wear cameras? Should cops or should they, you know, not have to be bridled with that? I'm not trying to sway the question, obviously. Or email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or tweet us at Dr. Dahlia. You know, speaking to Newsweek magazine, Dr. Barack Ariel was the lead author in the study. He's a lecturer at experimental criminology at the University of Cambridge. Dr. Ariel pointed to the fact that his findings and body cameras could be a salve for frayed police relations with the public. The LAPD, I guess, plans to equip 7,000 of its officers with body cameras, and the NYPD and Chicago police forces are planning similar trials. You know, since the Ferguson shooting, Officer Darren Wilson and Michael Brown, the chokehold death of Eric Garner in New York City, there's been, this public outcry of, the relationship between the cops and citizens. And on the flip side, cops are now being attacked. There's been police brutality, police deaths. And so, I don't know what the answer is. I do get a little bit nervous when you have a camera in the situation because I'm concerned about the, here you are, you're entering, let's say entering a complex, and you are, I guess, trying to do so quietly. You're on guard. I don't know. I know these cameras are small, et cetera. I don't see how, many police officers are going to be for that. It would be nice to bridle one, maybe with the camera. I don't know. I don't know. Psychologically, I think it's going to bother them. However, if it does, let's say, get them out of a fix when somebody accuses them of being brutal, of being biased, et cetera, then that's another thing. Anyway, so they say police officers wearing body cameras will be 90% less likely to have complaints made against them. Now, on the flip side, whenever there is a camera, some people then are less inclined to lie about something happening. Okay? So, like, for example, grabbed me or whatever, the camera's right there. Really? Oh, never mind. So people do take cameras very, very seriously in terms of watching them and them now, their actions being watched. So sometimes the idea of, okay, I know you're a bad guy, but now there's a camera on you, so your face is going to be on film, really? Really? You want to take this further? I would love to be a police officer. I'd probably be a crappy one, but I would love to, because I'd like to debate, I'd like to sit there and get into a debate with the criminal on really, you really want to go there? You really think that's smart? You are such a dumb, I can't say. Really? Okay. Anyway, that's one of my little dreams, but we'll move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Would men be healthier and more fertile and be able to make babies if they didn't have to wear underwear? All right. Apparently, they say this Y front. I guess it's a type of underwear. I guess it's about 80 years old. I had no idea. Men in Scotland love Y fronts. Apparently, some people in America wear them. Even though we really like in America more of the kind of tidy whiteys, more of the the ones that kind of keep everything in. But they say the type of underwear you choose. I didn't know there was something called a Y front. I guess a Y front is kind of like a G string for men. But they say choosing the wrong underwear could possibly make you infertile. So you could also have allergies. You could also have pain. You could even get eczema. There's intertrigo, which is a combination of eczema and a slight fungal infection and irritants because of sweat and stuff down there. A lot of guys that bike get that. Jock itch is more fungal. Okay, it's although jock itch can have some eczema too, but when people complain of jock itch, they're usually complaining of, tinea cruris, which is a fungal infection. And so if you have more air down there, okay, maybe you don't seem to grow the fungus. All right, and I didn't expect to have this big conversation on groin and fungus of the groin. But, let's say you have silk underwear, nylon, lycra, things like that. Those are less absorbent. And so, unfortunately, those could actually allow the sweat to still be on you. Whereas cotton, I wouldn't say 100%, but maybe 90% cotton does a better job. So what underwear should you wear? Cotton. And I would say boxers are probably the best because then the sperm stay colder. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the IRS is telling us that beware, because of all the cuts that have happened to the IRS, they're just not going to move as quickly. So the IRS is going to take longer to send out tax refunds this year. They are also going to be less available to help you if you have questions. Okay? They say the refund checks could take a week longer to reach taxpayers. I would expect longer than that. Last year, the refund checks seemed delayed like a month or two. It was pretty dramatic. People were asking, did you get your check in? Did you get your check back? I wasn't even expecting a check back. And I was like, oh, whew. Okay, so, you know, I'm happy. But they say here that they're also, though, going to be auditing 46,000 fewer people than last year. Why? Because they have 1,800 less fewer IRS enforcement officers. So I know that is a big yee-haw, you know, from a lot of us. I don't care either way, you know, because I'm not at risk to get audited, but, I mean, I think we're all at risk, but I'm not worried. If I get audited, take a look. Everything's an open book. Please, okay? If you really want to see how much money I make in radio, and you all know how much I make in medicine, please. I mean, if the IRS wants a good laugh, all right, they're really going to enjoy looking at my books because they're like, really? Okay, you know, I agree, Obamacare does suck. Anyway, I'm a little confused, though. I thought the IRS was making crap loads and crap loads of money. And so all of a sudden, there's a budget cut, so they're like, well, now we're not going to work as quickly. Sorry. You see what it is? Once you give and then you take away, it's a negative than if you never gave in the first place. Okay? So the IRS has 1,800 fewer enforcement or IRS enforcement office. Now, I guess I don't know how many thousands of people currently work for the IRS, but what if they just did their job? If they just did their job, then, I mean, how many times are people actually calling the IRS? I mean, how many phone calls are they really getting? Most people don't want nothing to do with the IRS. Okay? They say the massive cuts the IRS has suffered this year has been a reduction of about 600 million claims, they said. That's odd. They said the cuts hurt the government more than anyone. They will receive less than $2 billion in tax revenue. They also anticipate an even lower level of telephone service. I don't know. Have any of you guys ever tried to call the IRS? Anytime I try to call any government agency, I hang up because you're on hold forever. So I don't know how much lower that could be because you're not getting through anyway. So then they say that raises the real possibility that fewer than half of taxpayers trying to call us will actually reach us. Who am I quoting here? IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. All right, so what does that mean for you guys? Well, first of all right, get your taxes done early. I mean, if you are really needing that tax refund check, if you had a little bit extra taken out, that's usually what we like to do. We like to have more taxes taken out just to be on the safe side. And then, you know, hopefully we get something back, and then we could use that for whatever. And so, yeah, no, I do not have enough for liposuction. That would be, I mean, for the amount of liposuction I have to do, no, wait, there's not enough. I don't think I'd ever receive that much in tax refund for that. But also start getting your receipts ready. We're going to be talking about medical expenses that you could deduct. Don't forget, anything you've ever done at the pharmacy, any of the copays you've done, any of your deductible payments, remember, there's going to be a percentage and of what you spent. And once you hit over that index, that stuff is tax deductible. So we're going to talk about that when we probably hit that in February, because that's when most people are finalizing a lot of their taxes, because they're waiting for their, you know, W-4s, W-2s in the mail. So we usually hit that in February, but I want to make sure you guys are already starting to contact the pharmacies, contact the doctor's offices, contact the hospitals, anything you spent money on, medical supply stores. Let's say you went to a drugstore and picked up bandages and things like that. Any of that stuff is tax deductible, so start accruing that okay? Because if you do fall into the percentage where you can start to deduct it, you're going to want to claim that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so they say bisexual women are more likely to suffer mental health problems than lesbians. They say they're also more likely to consider suicide than lesbian women. This is a large British study, and they found that they also will self-harm, have eating issues, 64% more likely if you're bisexual to have an eating disorder, and 37% more likely to have deliberately self-harmed than lesbians, according to research published in the Journal of Public Health. They were also 26% more likely to have felt depressed, 20% more likely to have suffered anxiety. Apparently, there was this big British Women's Health Survey, and they looked at responses from lesbians and bisexual women, etc. They also found bisexual women were less likely to be out to friends. They more held it in. They didn't come out. Family and work colleagues didn't know. They were less likely to experiment, however, sexually related discrimination at work than lesbians were. And I guess there was a study back, I guess, in 2003, which showed no psychological differences in terms of stress on bisexual women and lesbians. This is a much different study. Now, we've talked about sexuality and mental health. And we've talked about how people who are able and feel like they're able to be open and not have to hide it do much better and are not as, repressing and anxious. And so, you know, a lot of my patients who have come out, they're like, Dalia, I don't need the antidepressant anymore. I don't need the anti-anxiety anymore. And I'm like, good for you. You know, because I can't tell people to come, but, you know, I have married couples that come in and, I believe gay and the marriage is having problems and they're of maybe a religious background or something where he doesn't feel like he could open up, etc. And, you know, they're coming in for antidepressants or for help on the marriage. And, you know, sometimes just being open and honest, okay, and not trying to live a life that's not yours can do a world of difference on your psyche. But what about bisexual women versus lesbian women? Now, some of you think, well, if you're bisexual, you're automatically gay and you're automatically homosexual. No, you have a growing population of people that like to have sex with both. Okay? I mean, and sometimes even at the same time. I don't really understand that because I'm, you know, I just, I... You know, okay, well, we have to have that, okay? I won't go into me. You guys don't want to hear about me. I can understand more loving, you know, just being in love with. I kind of am still of the thinking that there's one person you really, really love, and you can maybe think you're in love with others, but you really, really have one true love. I'm still thinking that. So you'll either really, really love a male or you'll really, really love a female, all right? However, if somebody's bisexual, that means they enjoy having sex with men and women. And you see a huge growing population of that. Now, if it starts to sociologically be okay, where you can have sex with men and you can have sex with women, you're going to probably see less, psychological ramifications. But they will also probably see a lot more STDs and then other sorts of sequelae with that. But, you know, how do we prevent somebody from, let's look at it this way. Okay, why would a bisexual person be more at risk for killing themselves? What is so unhappy when somebody's bisexual? What is going on in their mind? All right, I want to talk about the psychological, the psychological aspect of that when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The U.S. CDC just announced, flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.